Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Joel Barker, one of the great futurists of our time, one of the people I admire most in the Brain Trust. And he's the author of, folks, you just got to find this book, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. Go find that book. Go find that video, the film that he made of this. It's been updated. You'll thank me later, and you'll be introduced to the world of Joel Barker. You can also go to his website, joelbarker.com. Joel, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about some medical stuff. There's a vascular system, anti-aging innovation coming at us, and also an antibiotic innovation. Tell us about these.
Did you ever do fasting?
Well, most people look at me and say, not much.
Well, from the time I was
about 40,
let
me put it this way, like, it wasn't intentional.
Yep. Well, I did. I fasted one day a week from the time I was 40 to the time I was 65, and then I said, enough of that. I shouldn't have quit.
One day a week? You didn't eat it all in one day?
24 hours, for 24 hours. And it turns out that if you fast that way, you trigger your body to produce an anti-aging compound that makes your vessels and your arteries flexible and young again.
Well, that's the reason you've got that. Whenever I've seen you, you've had that radiant glow around you. That's that's where that came from. Yeah.
Well, that's true. But this is interesting because, you know, we've been talking about how to do anti-aging stuff and eat this and olive oil and all that sort of stuff. And it looks like the ingredient is inside your body and has been there forever. So this is a big breakthrough because it turns the big argument that people are making about the anti-aging stuff is it's not getting you young, it's getting you away from diseases of the aged.
Mm-hmm.
And that if we can bring you back, you don't get cancer, you don't get vascular problems, you don't get liver problems. So even though we use the term anti-aging, it's really reversing the process that causes you to get more disease. Key word is ketosis, which is a metabolic state that is induced by fasting.
Which is what people try to get into who are trying to lose weight.
Exactly. When you get into ketosis, I'm going to see if I can say this word, hydroxybutyrate. That's one of the forms of ketones, and that's the one that does the good stuff.
Yeah, we use that word right here all the time. Go ahead.
Yeah, I probably pronounced it wrong, too. But an earlier Harvard University study demonstrated how fasting can alter the activity of mitochondrial networks. You know, those are the separate little elements in our nuclei that produce ATP that powers the cells. So it also helps that. So what we've got here is a relatively simple, 24 hours is long for some people.
I know people who say that instead of fasting, they only eat in about an 8 or 10 hour period of the day, and they do not eat any of the other time. Like, they'll only eat between 7:30 and 4:30 or something like that. And that might be another
way. Another form.
Yeah, another form of it. So, all right, I want to move on down before we run out of time. One of the biggest concerns that the medical profession has right now are these superbugs that seem to be resistant to antibiotics. What's going on there?
Well, let me make a point before I tell you, too. I have 3 articles on the website at, a short look at the long view about this. So this is a fourth approach now. It turns out we have found a new, and I love the term, a new molecule. Now think about that. To phrase it as a new molecule, which kills the deadliest strains of common bacteria. What's interesting about it is they didn't know this thing was around. They found it. And I can't remember what the process was where they found it, but ultimately what this new molecule does is it inhibits a key enzyme in cell membrane that helps bacteria secrete the proteins that protect themselves. And so what it does is it gives us a totally new pathway mm-hmm. for killing these really nasty diseases.
Yeah.
Now, they've tested it on the other ones, and it turns out it's killed gram-negative and gram-positive bacteria. And we
this is breakthrough good news, isn't it?
This is really good news, though.
Yeah.
The end of the article says something that we have to remember. Ultimately, the bacteria will evolve resistance.
It's like playing whack-a-mole with superbugs. Hey, Joel, good
That's
job today,
exactly
as always.
That is what it is.
We're looking forward to having you back again real soon. Take care.
Thank you. I had fun.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen. We always get smarter when Joel joins us, and so we did today. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.